I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist and dragon hunter, and this is What's Bugging You? So you were out where hunting dragons?
I went a couple of places. I went out in Sussex County to a sandhill area and was just out among the dragonflies and insects. We were looking for that rare robber fly, which I've talked about before. In fact, it was almost a year ago that we found it. Once again, we found nothing, but I didn't care. It was just so nice to be out, although it was a stinking hot, sticky day. The dragonflies and the damselflies were what caught my attention. There's something about dragonflies and damselflies that I find fascinating, and I know very little about them, and so this is my way of just getting out and seeing them and watching how they behave and learning the different species that we have here and their color forms. That's what confounds me. The males and females are wildly different in some species, and sometimes they're in transition, so they look even more different. I think that's why a lot of birders get into dragonfly watching, because they already have a mindset to look at different years of molts and males and females. And
so you have to get relatively close to these things. I mean, do you catch them?
Well, I catch them, sure, because I don't know them. I'm starting from scratch, but there's some really good books out there that help simplify identification of dragonflies and damselflies. And there's some that cover the eastern or western halves of the United States. There are others that are very regional in scope. There's a book on dragonflies of Georgia that's very helpful. Between those books and a couple of other things, you can get a pretty good handle on it. But I haven't quite developed the eye yet.
When you catch them, you use a little net?
I use a big net.
Big net?
They're fast and usually well out of reach.
So you kind of chase them down, you know, this image that we have of an entomologist chasing through the field?
Chase a dragonfly, no. No, damselflies are generally slow and fluttery, and so you might take a few steps to capture one of them. But dragonflies, usually it's best to find a good spot. They'll come to you or fly through. Usually males are very territorial, so if you watch them, many species will just alight in the same spot over and over again. Just stake it out and wait for them to come by the next time and then take a swing.
Are you catch and release, or
no,
do you take them home?
I do both. If it's something I'm familiar with or is very common, I'll generally release it. But if it's something I'm not familiar with, which is many of them right now, I'll put them in a glassine envelope and then eventually put them in a preservative. Their colors are very difficult to keep, and color is a very important characteristic in the identification of many species, and so you want to try and preserve that color as best you can. So we put them in a fluid which fixes the colors, and then you keep them in a collection much like you would index cards for recipes. They fit inside an acetate envelope, and the 3x5 index card is actually your label. The specimens aren't pinned. You can certainly pin them if you want, but dragonflies with their wings spread out take a lot of space.
So I have this image of you in khakis and a pith helmet.
The khakis, sure. I gave up wearing a pith helmet long ago. I could never find one big enough for my noggin.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.